Is there a dangerous amount of arsenic in your favorite wine? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Denise Wilson, professor of electrical engineering at the University of Washington, explores the increase of arsenic in our food supply.
Arsenic, once considered an isolated and infrequent toxin, is now acknowledged as ubiquitous, found everywhere and naturally occurring from water flowing stealthily past weathered rocks. It should be no surprise, then, that arsenic is showing up in our food and beverage supply. Certain crops seem to uptake arsenic better and faster than others. Among the worst offenders are rice, apples, and grapes. While previous studies have spoken to the presence of arsenic in rice, rice syrups, apples, apple juice, and foods containing these ingredients, recently published studies have implicated the grape as it ferments and turns into the delight that many Americans love and enjoy on a regular basis, red wine. Recently, we have completed and published a study of a variety of red wines in the top four wine-producing states, and found that all contain arsenic above the EPA drinking water limit of 10 parts per billion. At first, these results may seem ominous, speaking loudly against the future enjoyment of Cabernet, Pinot, and other red varietals. The truth, however, is that most Americans, even those who drink wine daily, only consume at most a quarter of the wine that they do water. Considering the large variance in arsenic contamination among the red wines we tested, it would be difficult for a wine drinker who drinks a variety of red wines to consume harmful levels of arsenic through red wine alone. From this study and related ones, we can conclude that the arsenic threat is not about any single source of arsenic. Rather, it is a whole diet problem, one that involves consumers carefully evaluating what they eat and avoiding a diet that involves regular consumption of high-risk food and beverages. We do it with cholesterol, sodium, and fat. We can do it with arsenic, too.
That was Denise Wilson of the University of Washington. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
In my strawberry wine.